Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Today's episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There is brought to you by Dow Vineyards and Winery, an exceptional wine tasting experience just a few hours outside of LA. Immerse yourself in beautiful views, world-class wine, and feeling like you are part of the Dow family. Go to dowvineyards.com/don't make me come back there for an exclusive offer for backseaters. Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. Yep. And alongside me is co-host, producer, stand-up comedian, actor, Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah. Yes. Hi. That's really good. What? Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. Can you make me a woman?
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a fine, catch me a catch.
That's a great like montage.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah,
I saw in the wokest city. Maybe it's probably not the wokest city, but top five woke. We'd put Seattle in top five woke. What are the five wokest cities in America?
Okay.
Not counting Iowa City.
Okay. San Francisco.
That's a given.
San Francisco number one.
San Francisco's number one.
I would say Oakland.
No, that's the same thing.
We'll do the same metro area.
First off, it depends where you're talking in Oakland.
That's very true. That is very true.
Oakland has...
New Oakland.
Oakland has the closest amount of like very clear gang members.
Right.
And people riding fixed gear bikes, you know, it's right next to each other, really close, like skinny jeans, and gang affiliated colors.
4 blocks around Lake Merritt, you have a mustache that curls. 6 blocks from Lake Merritt.
Yeah.
You've been to a funeral that year for your friend, for a dude,
for
someone who's under 19.
Yeah.
You've been
and to a funeral. You also knew we had it coming.
Yeah.
You had a friend that got whacked.
You probably did it.
Yeah, absolutely. But you still show love and support.
Yeah, you still got that.
Of course. So SF. The general SF area.
Yeah, the general SF area. Yeah, I would say Portland number two.
Portland is up there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Portland.
Austin.
Yeah. But you know what? I wouldn't say Austin's really all that woke. I think Austin is like... Austin's like diet is like diet woke.
Diet woke. You've heard of diet coke.
Yeah, it's diet woke
zero.
Yeah, it's woke. It's woke. It's like one of those places where it's like everyone there really wants it to be. But it's like I spent a lot of time in Austin, and it's fun. It's a great city. I love Austin. Yeah. It's a really fun city. But I would never think of like it just because you have tech companies and you have like coffee shops doesn't mean that you're not still in the heart of Texas.
It's the closest that you can find cattle and vegans living in proximity. Like it is so just to be right there. Just,
you know what? That's probably it. There's too many barbecue places for it to be really woke.
That's true.
Because that whole entire city is full of just brisket.
And it's so good.
Oh, it's great. Yama, yama, yama.
Austin, but we get SF Austin, Portland.
SF Portland, maybe Denver?
Denver's up there.
Denver.
Literally.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They won't shut up about it.
They won't.
They will not. We get it. You know what's funny? Albuquerque, New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico, both higher than Denver.
Really?
Has anyone ever from those places said, oh, look how high our city
is? What's the name of their football stadiums?
It's the methamphetamine.
Is it? Yeah, we all saw Breaking Bad. You didn't, though.
No, I didn't.
So all that to say, I think Seattle's in the discussion.
Yeah.
Seattle makes... Yeah, they've got a good mix of it. But there was an article that I saw. People were complaining that they're like doing a reboot of Mrs. Doubtfire, and that it had to be played by like an actual drag individual.
That's like the exact. That's not the point of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the
yeah.
whole point of the movie is that it's a person who is not.
Yeah,
because that's.
But
if,
it's.
But they want it to be played by someone. Like played.
By somebody who actually
is a drag
a man
performer.
Who actually does who dress like a woman. Yeah,
I mean,
but that's you're right. That's not.
But that's not the point. I
at
mean,
what point do you go like, okay, no, this role has to be played by
right.
a divorced man.
They have to. You know what? They should make a reboot of
who
Cats.
Who does voices in cartoons?
They should do reboot of Cats. Only Cats.
Only Cats.
Actual Cats. It'll take 17 years yeah. to make. Most of the cats will yeah. die.
There are, I think, because I was sympathetic to the argument of, what was his name from Breaking Bad that we were talking about?
Bill Burr.
No, the lead actor in...
Bryan Cranston. Oh, when he played the paraplegic.
The guy who was, exactly. Yeah. Everyone's, and there were paraplegic actors saying, like, listen, if we're not getting these roles, like,
which
we're not
role do we get?
Exactly. That's that I true. Understand.
Yeah.
This one, a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about clothing.
Yeah.
You know, not like a physical disability.
Also, by his definition, Robin Williams is a, like, that's the kind of performer that he is. It'd be one thing if it was like, if they did like Vin Diesel. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
he's the guy in the reboot. And it's like, yeah, yeah.
Awesome. But I could see if they'd be upset if it, but it's like
Too
the,
Fire, Too Furious.
But I think Robin Williams in and of himself was, that's, that I mean, yeah. that's all he did all
you're
day was
to the
being
choir,
like
yeah.
a before, being a, another person, kinda, yeah. like I am doing. You know this entire
well,
time.
You need to be Harvey Firestein's character in the.
Here's the deal. My real name is Chris Gavioli. I've been doing a voice every other time. This is my actual real voice, guys. This is not me being sick. This is my real voice. I'm tired of playing. I'm tired of joking around. My name is Chris Gavioli.
Oh man, I'm so glad that we could reveal your true identity.
Yeah, me too, man.
Well, thank you everybody for tuning in to our yeah. little podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you guys have a happy whatever you celebrated.
Yeah.
I Christmas. Mean,
Christmas. Yeah, it's probably Christmas.
Kwanzaa.
Maybe, yeah, sure.
Hanukkah.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A New Year. This is going to come out on New
Year's
Eve.
Yeah.
If you.
Yeah. You're probably drunk already.
Already?
Yeah. I'm going to be.
On the day before you like to go.
I'm taking the day off. I'm yeah. taking the whole 31st off.
My uncle, who was a real professional alcoholic,
right.
he actually would talk. He would
first
not
round draft pick.
He wouldn't go out. He wouldn't go out on New Year's Eve because he would say that, like, he's like, oh, New Year's Eve is for amateurs.
Hilarious.
Like, he would not go out. My uncle, like, routinely
yeah.
would get just blitzed and drive.
Right.
But he would be like, no, the roads aren't safe because of all these other people who aren't used to drinking and driving.
Wow.
R.I.P. Wow. Butch. That was
Butch.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes it takes you to be 36 to meet your heroes, but I've got to do it now, Slam.
Well, yeah, we hope you guys are having and you know, enjoy your holiday. And we this has been an unbelievable year for us as this podcast.
Yeah.
And Backseaters, we are so grateful and encouraged by you guys.
Super.
And we love that you guys tune in each week and or most weeks. Some of you guys missing some episodes, but
right.
We're constantly overwhelmed by the kind words that you guys have to say.
Yeah, man.
You know, and really, you know, the way that we want this podcast to grow is you guys telling friends and letting people know, like, hey, have you ever heard of this one? And they go, it's hosted by Dustin Nickerson. They go, Dustin who? And they go, exactly. As a matter of fact, I have a little thing that somebody sent me today based on last week's episode that I wanted to read, and it was very, very funny. She was telling me this was a new listener. Let's see if I can find it here. A new listener. Oh, here we go. This was her first time listening to the podcast, and she says, I have to tell you, I was finishing a podcast in the tanning bed, and it ended. I subscribed to your podcast recently, but hadn't listened yet.
Okay, sure.
So she chose a different one.
Right.
But ours just popped up.
Right.
You know, and so she can't get to her phone, you
right.
know, as you are in the tanning
she's
bed.
Trapped.
Trapped, yeah.
Yeah.
But the episode came on that started with some twisted superhero who rose from breast milk. So last week's episode, and I was laughing so hard in a tanning bed in a public salon. So thank you for that experience. You're very welcome. That's for really that funny. Experience. First off, I'm just glad that we have such classy listeners.
Right.
You know?
Tanning salon.
Tanning salon.
How do you even listen?
Holy smokes.
What kind of earphones do you even have on in a tanning salon?
Yeah. You got to have AirPods, right?
Honestly, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to tell you this. Probably not safe.
Probably.
Just give
There's
it a pause.
Lot of different.
Just wait till you get in your car.
Radioactive signals coming through. That is true.
You're going to have
And how long is she in there for?
Like, what? Like, do you have, like,
when you go to the tanning salon, how long are your sessions?
Well, my name's Tony Gavioli. yeah, I did a lot of tanning when I was, you know, in the womb, I guess.
You know, my dad does a lot of tanning.
Really?
Yeah. I think that...
In San Diego.
Yeah.
You would think you should just go outside.
Well, I mean, some of us, this is...
That's true.
I like when people say that, like, oh, you're not that tan, you're San Diego. It's like, you know, I just don't hang out at the beach every day, right?
Right. No, you realize I have a house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I seek shelter.
You don't look like an old shoe, like I thought you would. I thought everyone would look like an old chewed up boot.
No, my dad tans a lot, and I think that he thinks of it as like, listen, you only have so much time in the day.
Yeah.
And so you can either be tan or exercise.
Right.
So he's like, I'm just going to lay out.
Hey, trust. I've been riding this brown wave. For 36 years.
Not bad, Tony.
Yeah, Tony Gavioli. I think I keep changing the name. I don't think
Gavioli. Is it Tony Ravioli
Tony,
now?
No, it's yeah,
Tony
yeah,
Ravioli.
My name is Mario Rigatoni. I'm from Spaghetti, New York. Oh, I love being sick. It's great.
Yeah. Anyways, so thanks for listening, and we appreciate you guys tuning in so much to our little podcast. A couple things we want to let you guys know before we get into some of these voicemails.
Let's do it.
If you have any interest in seeing me do stand-up comedy, you can come see me in Spokane on February 9th at Spokane Comedy Club. You can come see me in Nashville on February 26th at Zany's Comedy Club.
It's so sick.
You can come see me in Raleigh, North Carolina on February 27th at the Raleigh Improv. You can see me on April 16th in Ontario at the Ontario Improv. Mr. Tony Ravioli will be on that show.
Bada bing.
when Italians go to restaurants.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, all right, you embarrassed.
That's April 16th.
Yep.
And then, what is it? May 14th through 17th at Tacoma Comedy Club. That's seven shows at in Tacoma, Washington.
Bro, I've actually been booked on a show early enough out that I could actually. Can I do one?
Yeah, please do.
January 11th, Bare Roots Brewing in.
Oh, yeah. Vista.
In Vista.
Yeah, yeah.
California.
I did that show a long time ago.
Yeah.
Back when I was at your level. It's on the floor. You will. It's a good time. As far as
lay down?
Brewery shows on a floor, pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good. Also, tickets on sale. So all those tickets are available on sale right now at dustinnickerson.com/shows.
Yeah,
and should be on sale in the next couple of weeks. We're gonna. I'm gonna be coming to Portland on May 22nd at the Old Church, I want to announce it soon, but I'm not quite sure if I can. But save the date. Still May 24th for Oakland.
Yeah,
California.
Dude. You better save it.
You better save
and all
the
my
day.
Tickets are available at tonyravioli.net.
/ Olive Garden.
/ olive oil. / greasy hair.
.biz. So what we've been doing for these holiday issues of our magazine.
This is a zine.
We've been listening to voicemails
from
you backseaters. We've been taking in your emails that you've been sending at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and these voicemails that you've been sending to 619-292-8787 and hearing your best and your worst holiday stories. I was closing my eyes when we started this and I go, I hope we get three an episode.
Right.
So we don't do that thing where you're like, call in, you know,
and then
we don't get any responses.
Right.
Overwhelming amount of responses, right?
Tons.
We can't get to them all.
Yeah.
We can't get to them all because we have so many and also a few are not good, but...
though. I mean,
it's mostly a numbers thing.
Yeah, it's a numbers
right.
thing.
And as a reminder,
don't take it personally.
No, don't take it personally. At least don't take it personally for me. I didn't say no to these.
Yeah.
Steven chooses these.
Yeah, yeah. Take it personally. Steven, for, yeah, but you know what? Hey, you want to say something? Tony Ravioli will
yeah.
Tony Ravioli is ready for you.
So let's hear a few and read okay. a few and see what let's hear respond to a few more of your guys' best and worst. Hopefully worst okay. holiday stories.
Hold on, before let's do a little cleanup. Let's do a little cleanup.
What do you mean cleanup?
Cleanup like people who had
follow up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did I say cleanup follow up? Mm-hmm. All right, this was from Abby. Abby, who told the story about their parents getting a surprise divorce.
Oh, right.
And I asked a question. I said, "What is the question?" Or I said, "What was the board game they're playing?" Because they're playing a board
right,
game.
Right. That's right. They're playing a board game.
I haven't slept in a week. I've been thinking about it every day.
Yeah.
And I just found out.
You got so sick over it. It made you sick.
I All right. Thanks for my. She says, "Hey guys, thanks for sharing my story. Being featured in the podcast does take a bit of the sting of the whole experience, only just a bit." Some follow-ups to Steven's questions. Number one, the board game we are playing was Ticket to Ride, the U.S. version, which I've played. Have you played?
No.
Kids would love it. It's a really good game.
Ticket to Ride.
Ticket to Ride. It's a railroad game. You place railroads down and you take challenges. It's a very fun game.
Sounds.
Abby, good choice.
Yeah.
Number two,
Better, the game or the divorce? What was?
Oh, probably the divorce. yeah, I gotta ask the mom. All right, number two, I'm not sending a picture of mom because number one, she doesn't know that I sent the story. And
right.
Number two, she is a piece, and I don't know that I want Steven as my new stepdad.
Hey, holy smokes.
Here's the deal, Abby, and now I know how smart you are. I want to be your stepdad even more. It's a good family. You got a good head on your shoulders.
Oh, dang, this family's got a sense of humor.
Yeah. To be fair to my mom, the new boyfriend.
They got good taste in board games.
Check this out. To be fair to my mom, the new boyfriend, now husband.
Okay.
They got married.
He made an honest woman out of her.
It's actually a fairly decent guy, also named Steven, oddly enough.
Oh,
I'm sliding in there. I'm sliding in there. My family apparently just not gifted with a ton of tact or empathy. Thanks, Abby. From Oaxaca, Mexico.
Oh,
hey. I
don't
think I saw that last time. So, Abby, thank you from all the way from Oaxaca.
And you went almost Beavis there, like Titicaca. You oh no, you said ooh wah.
You sounded like down with the sickness. Literally down with the sickness.
Mexico.
And Danae,
hold on. First off, can we respond to that one?
Yes.
I think that your family did not have a lot of tact or empathy because it sounds like you're all just good looking folks with game.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have it.
Right.
You know, the
killing
world
it.
Is yours.
She went to Oaxaca, Mexico.
Oaxaca.
She's kind of she was so bored in America. She's like, I'm gonna conquer Oaxaca.
I'm gonna conquer another country.
A whole nother
what?
I was gonna say continent, but that's not right.
No.
I caught myself.
Oh,
in fairness, I did caught
ugly
myself.
Ugly American. Oh, you guys are. That's where South America starts, right?
Bro, I've lived in other countries, bro. Shut up.
When you were in the military, that doesn't count.
How would it not count? I spoke Korean as a professional. I spoke professional Korean. I did. That's my job. I mean, I don't speak it now. I don't.
Yeah.
Whoa. Sounds like a werewolf just run back.
It's a motorcycle. Relax.
I'm so scared. All right.
Who else do we got?
So that's from, thank you so much, Abby. And then we have from Danae. So she was the one that had the pictures of her inflatable boyfriend.
Right.
And she just said.
Which I am going to post today.
Yes, because
if you haven't gone to my Instagram story yet today, which would be New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I'm going to post these pictures. She gave us full permission.
She's not only she said, oh my god, please share. Yes. Thanks, Danae. So thank
Where's
you.
Where's Danae from again?
Danae's from Oaxaca, Mexico.
No,
I don't know. She's from.
Got a comedy club out there?
She's from, yeah, right? She's from.
Danae?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Here's an email from Misty. Misty, I'm from San Diego, California.
Oh, I know Misty. Misty's a friend.
Oh.
Misty.
Well, then I'm just going to read this to myself then.
Yeah, no, I want to hear it.
Okay. I'm from San Diego, California, but I'm currently in Elk Grove, Illinois with my husband's family for Christmas. In your podcast last week, I believe you got to a topic about how there are so many towns you've encountered in your travels with Elk or Grove in the name.
Yes.
I laughed out loud at the moment and thought you might enjoy knowing there's a town in Illinois that has it all. Merry Christmas from Elk Grove. First of all, it's called Elk Grove Village,
it's
by
not,
the way.
It's so not even away. The only Elk Grove, because there's an Elk Grove.
California,
outside of Sacktown.
Right.
Near the Bay Area and back down. I know you love every time I do that.
I do it. I love it.
No, yeah, it's such lazy naming.
I feel like if you
it's
named,
so easy to know why they got the name. Hey!
I saw the other day? I saw an elk.
No, that was a reindeer. Or it was a deer. No. Oh, no, what you said was a weasel.
Nah, it was an elk.
It was an elk and it was on a grove. Right. No, it was on a mountain.
Right.
No, it was a grove.
It was a grove. Don't worry about it.
It's elk grove.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Talk to Ravioli
I'm from
about
grove,
it.
Yeah. I'm Elk Grove, New York.
You talk to old breadsticks.
It's upstate. Don't worry about it.
Oh, here's a, you know, I'm not even going to say this person's name, because this person says, starts saying, I started listening to the podcast Background Halloween, I love it, which is very nice.
Oh, yeah, this is my favorite email
we've
ever gotten.
Feels like with friends and laughing about things. Just want to let you know, you have a listener in the Cincinnati area. I'm an audio engineer by trade.
Yeah.
And if you ever need the podcast polished or, first of all, polished?
Yes.
I'm not even going to say your name.
We absolutely do.
Polished? Or level.
This
I
was great timing because
it.
Stephen's annual review is coming in a week, so I'm glad that this came in. Could you please respond to this with all of the what's wrong with the audio?
You know what? Listen.
You know, I know you're listening. You tell me the ways that Stephen can make it better, and then I'll tell you how much I'm paying him, and you tell me whether or not I'm overpaying him.
You'll tell me how much I'm paying him, and he'll probably say like, "Nah, I'm good.
I don't need to split that up.
I'll be in Cincinnati." But he does give a pod. He does. You know what? Should I say his podcast? That he? No, I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah.
F*** you, Troy.
Thank you for the offer. And again, please tell me everything wrong that Steven's doing. And then you and I'll just create a thread of what we'll do is we'll create a Google Wave. Remember Google Wave?
No.
I didn't hate Google Wave.
What was it?
Google Wave was, Google just, kicks up these things every once in a while.
Sure.
Some stick, some don't.
Right.
Google Wave was like this like living document that I would start a wave with you, and it was just like this living thing where we just put stuff in it together. I'd be like, I put an attachment in. It was like an ongoing email type thing, but it was, it was just one document that everybody kind of shared. It's exactly what Google Doc, like if you have a Google Doc, it's the same thing. But
yeah, but it's like the hippie version of it. Like,
and you had to get an invite.
Change the world.
You had to get an invite. Google Wave.
We're
going to
change the world with this Google
it's
Wave.
A new wave.
2 weeks later, no one cares.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, let's do voicemail now. We'll come back to this other email. So this voicemail, I have not listened to. My gorgeous wife of a woman listened to this, and it's from Sandy. I don't know where, but it's daughter ATV story. So let's listen to Sandy's daughter
ATV story. Okay.
Hey, Dustin. Hey, Stephen. This is Sandy. I'm calling from Greenville, Texas. I love the podcast, Dustin. I've seen you live 3 times in Texas, so I hope you're coming back sometime soon.
Howdy.
We were at my in-laws for Christmas years ago, and we decided to play a really fun family game where we went into this field across the street from their house. We called it running the gauntlet. So one person would get on a four-wheeler, and this is like the gigantic four-wheeler, like made for a large grown man. And they would ride it as fast as they wanted to through 2 lines of the rest of the family of people with like foot-long PVC pipes in their mouths shooting mini marshmallows at them. So, of course, being good parents, we decided to let our 7-year-old daughter do this. And so she gets on the four-wheeler.
What a Texas decision.
And starts riding through the 2 lines of people shooting marshmallows at her. And she starts to accelerate and accelerate and accelerate and kind of has this wild, wild look in her eyes. And we realize we think she forgot how to slow down and stop. So she's flying through the gauntlet. And at the end of the field, there's this huge cedar tree where the branches have grown out so big that you can't even, like, see the trunk of the tree. So she's flying through the field, teeny tiny little girl, and she drives straight under the tree, and the four-wheeler and her disappear. So my husband and I run sprinting down the field, me to the left, him to the right. We, run under the branches of the trees and find the four-wheeler, and she is not on it. And there are branches, like, stuck up under the grill and through the handlebars, and we look at each other, and we are like, oh, my gosh, where is she? And the next thing we know, she runs behind my husband out in the, from outside and says, "Hey, Dad, here I am." And we looked at each other and we were like, oh my gosh. Well, we turned to Tara, my daughter, and we're like, "Babe, that was awesome. That was amazing." Because we're such good parents, And then after she's no longer with us, we look at each other and we are like, that was the worst parenting moment of our entire lives. The good news is she was fine, and that was still probably the worst parenting moment of our entire lives. But a very funny Christmas memory, only because nobody got hurt.
Right.
All right, love you guys. Talk to you later. Have fun at Christmas and a great New Year's. Bye.
First off,
right,
how rad is your daughter?
Right.
That she survived this.
Didn't get shook at all.
Like,
she from Queens?
My initial two thoughts are, okay, straight to the X Games, this one.
Right.
This girl is rad.
She's radical.
She is hardcore.
Yeah.
She pounds Mountain Dew on the reg.
Code Red, even.
Baja Blast.
Is that the purple one?
I think so.
Disgusting.
I could get down with some Code Red, though.
Oh, yeah.
Code Red, when it came out, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like we were definitely, like, that was definitely like peak, like in high school where you thought, like, if I drink this, like, I might drive better. Like, I don't know if it's true or not, but I think I might drive. I might drift. I've never drifted before. I am driving a Saturn. Yeah. I am driving a Saturn, but I might drift this car.
And this girl, that's her blood. She bleeds Code Red.
She's distilled.
She's red. That or she is a witch. And that was pure magic. The way she described, like, disappearing in the tree, it sounded like she found the little path to Hogwarts.
Here's what you do.
You know, you drive, you got to drive. No, it was Back to the Future. If you get on an ATV and you hit a certain mile per hour, that's what she had. And she went back to the future. What happened in that gap? It was like Cap at the end of Endgame.
Right.
Like the time that she disappeared from the time that she saw you.
Right.
She lived a whole other life.
She loved it. She probably loved it because no one tried to put her on an ATV when she was two. And then tried to blame her. And she goes, we thought she forgot how to brake. She didn't forget how to brake. She shouldn't
have been in there in the scenario.
She shouldn't have to brake.
Yeah.
She should never have to brake.
Yeah.
She didn't forget.
It was like we couldn't hear her screams because her pacifier was still in. Yeah. Ends up.
I do. You know, it's funny that story like makes me think about like whoever's ATV it was. I don't know if she said in the story, but whoever's ATV it was, I'm sure like as concerned you were for the daughter, I'm sure that they were trying to pretend that they were concerned for the daughter, but they also were like, but what about that ATV? Especially when she came out.
Too,
when she came out, they're probably like, "Oh, I'm so glad you're such a relief. Honey. I'm so glad." Start the. Does it still start? What about the lights?
Does Geico cover that?
We are farmers.
I will say though, because this is what parenting is so much about. Right. Is like you say that is the worst parenting you've ever done.
Right.
Not in your daughter's mind.
Right.
In your daughter's mind, it was one of the best moments of her life.
Right. Right. But now she's going to listen to this and she's going to go back to it. She's going to go to a therapist and she's be like, I can't believe she did this to me.
But you gave her freedom. Right. You empowered her as a young woman and said, get on that ATV and drive your little heart out.
Right. Maybe.
Don't worry about stopping. We're in the middle of a field. What could happen?
Yeah.
Don't worry about dodging these marshmallows.
No mention in this, was there a helmet involved?
Oh, of course.
And this is in Texas. Is she a wuss? I don't think they even sell helmets in Texas. They sell football helmets that have a Dallas Cowboys star on the side, and that's it.
All you can do is wear you can wear some Longhorns. you can charge that tree.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're trying to. She's probably trying to tear it down.
Yeah.
She's probably trying to knock it down.
Those marshmallows that they were shooting, they took them out of the sweet potatoes.
Right.
That's more the South than Texas.
Yeah, Texas. Texas is its own thing.
No, it is its own thing. It absolutely is its own thing. The accent's different.
It's 17 hours long.
Oh, gosh.
48 hours tall.
Way too long.
Yeah.
48 hours tall.
It is crazy.
I drove from San Antonio to Wichita Falls.
Right.
And it was just like 8 hours of like fantasizing about a turn. Like I just wanted to turn.
Right.
I would love to, maybe a hill.
Right. Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
So, you know, something a little dynamic.
Yeah.
A little more dynamic.
An armadillo.
There were plenty of those.
Oh, okay, cool.
Plenty of those. But it's also one of those areas that you're like, man, I really hope I don't break down.
Did you hit one? Did you hit armadillo?
Oh, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
get used to, you know, I was trained by Donkey Kong Country to jump over them or on them.
Yeah.
Oh, could you throw the armadillos? No, you couldn't throw the armadillos.
I think they're the ones
you threw the barrels at the armadillos.
Yeah. Yeah, you idiot.
It's the best video game of all time. It's top 10.
You know, it's in the.
Can you name me 10 better video games than Donkey Kong Country?
I can name you one better in the Kong video game series.
Donkey Kong Jr.
Diddy Kong Racing.
What? I've never played
Diddy Kong Racing. System? Was the best. Nintendo 64.
Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Better than Mario Kart 64?
Here's because okay. you had carts. You had carts. You had aeroplanes. Uh-huh. There was like
water. I do remember thing. This. Like, it's what the Mario Karts became.
Kind
because
of, yeah.
Now the Mario Karts, you fly, you have the glider.
But you have like actual like aeroplane, like the whole ride, the whole race you're in an airplane. It's fantastic. So how do you feel now? Pretty stupid.
I
right?
didn't play it, so I can't. What's your favorite bad video game?
Easily two of them I can think right off the bat. Number one, I used to love the Three Stooges video game on Nintendo, the regular Nintendo.
I never played.
I asked for that for when Christmas or no, my birthday when I was like maybe like eight.
And you got it?
And I got it.
Yeah.
And I was so happy. It's like a bunch of mini games you play.
Yeah.
One of them was like getting crackers out of soup. One of them was like a pie.
That's some culture
thing.
Right there. That is.
And then for the Game Boy, the Crash Test Dummies official game.
Nice.
Which was very fun.
Yeah.
I would play that right now.
Right now.
The Three Stooges game, I was just an idiot kid.
Yeah,
I was really into
yeah.
Three Stooges, and I thought it was fun, but it's a stupid game. But the Crash Test Dummies video game was fantastic.
Same I believe
thing,
that.
A lot of mini games, but it was like,
yeah.
you could perfect it and get really, really good at
I
stuff.
Get it. Yeah, my favorite Game Boy game was The Addams Family.
Oh.
It was a pretty good game.
I don't know if I ever played that.
It was a pretty good game, yeah.
That's funny, because licensed games back in the day, because like the Looney Tunes game, you ever played that one? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That was a really
The
good
Looney
one.
Tunes game was amazing.
On the Game Boy?
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
really fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a lot of chase. Oh, no, I remember playing it on Nintendo.
I think it's the same game. I think it's the same
yeah,
game.
Yeah, 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 that's right. Yeah. You're picking up carrots and stuff.
More or less, but like just how like the mechanics of it was really fun.
Yeah, my favorite bad Super Nintendo game was Mega Man Soccer.
Yuck.
And I don't
the worst like the worst sports game to play like on an early system. Like now soccer's really fun to play.
Soccer's but great like, now, but soccer,
soccer
used
back
to
then,
be
that's
so
terrible.
Bad. Yeah,
you can't play in a 3D. You can't play 3D soccer.
You know what was the best sport for early video games? Hockey. Blades of Steel.
Wayne Gretzky in like 94
so
or whatever.
The regular ice hockey game where you had to choose skinny, medium, or fat guy. All great games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hockey was great, but soccer was garbage. Baseball might have. The basketball games were terrible, too.
No, Double Dribble was great.
Double Dribble was so
dribble.
Bad. That game
double dribble.
Sucks so
love
hard.
Love that game so much. Just the beginning. Double Dribble.
But Blades of Steel, you could fight. I remember that. Did you ever play Blades of Steel? Great game.
I played Wayne
Blades
Gretzky.
Blades of Steel. Shing.
I played Wayne Gretzky like 94 or something like that. Like
okay.
One of the first Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, no, hockey transit. But you're right. Soccer. I mean, I love Mega Man as a character.
Sure.
Mega Man, I think, in the, like, I'll take Mega Man over Sonic.
Right.
10 out of 10 times.
Right.
As a character, he's interesting.
Yeah.
He's just cool. You know, he's half cyborg. He's half human.
Sure.
It's an interesting story. But
half Puerto Rican.
Is he?
Not a lot of people know that.
I don't think that.
Half
is that
cyborg?
True?
No, of course not.
Mega Manny.
Mega Manuel. Half cyborg, half Puerto Rican.
You had to do Manuel because we know as people live in San Diego, all are Manuels. You're Manny's.
Right, right.
I don't know if that can stay in the episode or
we've,
not.
We've dove deep into the.
I could talk about old video games all day long,
right.
And those were a couple of my. But yeah, all that to say, armadillos. I was trained to destroy them.
Hilarious. That's where we went from that.
We started armadillos. We yeah, yeah. No, I stayed with you.
Can I tell you a quick story about hitting something? When I was when we were in New Zealand, me and my wife went to New Zealand for our honeymoon, and we didn't stay in a hotel except for the last night. We just had an RV. Mm-hmm. And so we're driving this RV around. When I say we're driving the RV around, I meant most of the times I was driving, she was sleeping a lot of it.
Right.
And so we had to wake up early in the morning to try to make this thing we're doing later. So I'm driving. It's like dawn is coming up. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's like beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But I see
it's
like
beautiful.
Hey, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful, man.
And it's like a big mound of meatballs. It's a beautiful thing, you know what I mean?
Oh man, I could never forget about it.
It's like a big man of God, you know? But it's this beautiful sight I'm seeing.
Oh, Tony was there.
There was Nana.
Oh,
beautiful. But off in the distance, I see these like little, like these these giant like birds that are sitting like in the road.
Yeah.
But I'm like far away. I'm like a kilometer away.
Yeah.
Because that's how they say kilometers.
Yeah.
So I'm
it's
coming
like a
up.
Kilometer it's away.
The, man. I'm a whole click away. So I'm driving
I
up.
I see Gino down the street.
Hey, what's up? Hey, yeah. How you doing? So I'm driving up, and then as I'm getting closer and closer, I'm like, oh man, like I think I'm gonna hit this thing. So I honk the horn, and I see the one, like two of them fly away immediately, and one gets up really lazily and just makes it just enough to where the front tire that was on the thing just smacks his head off.
Oh my god!
I mean, this thing is like it explodes almost. And then Dorothy wakes up, and I was like, "Oh my god, I gotta figure out what this thing was." Like, is I felt so bad because I didn't want to hit it, but I was like, "I'm driving this giant RV, I can't like hit the brakes."
Yeah.
So we look it up, and it was just called like a swamp hen, and I was like, oh, "I don't feel that bad, no."
A like, swamp hen.
You don't name something a swamp hen if you really cherish it.
Yeah.
So it's obviously these are a dime a dozen. I was like, you know what? Let's hit a couple more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forget about it.
Yeah. And then you guys got to where you're going.
And we got to where we're going and
had some cannoli.
Did I say New Zealand? I meant
the cannoli.
I meant Staten Island. We were in Staten Island. You know what I mean? You know what it is.
I don't think I've ever heard. The only thing I can ever remember hitting was my mom was teaching me how to drive, and we were driving her old Ford Probe, right. And we were leaving my name, and there were some kids who had
So you hit a kid?
No, okay. they were doing the you know when you like toss an egg or a water balloon and you're trying to not let it break.
You go back. You go farther,
exactly
farther,
further, yeah, further, yeah. Further away. All right. So they throw. I could see it happening down the street, and they throw it like really far, and the kid like kind of fumbles it, and it rolls into the street and it doesn't break. And they're like, "Oh my gosh!" They're like jumping up and down. They're like super excited. Like, right. How did that not break? Because they were like all the way across. And it had rolled back into the middle of the road, and I like swerved and hit it. And my mom was like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, you're like,
yeah.
I'm teaching those kids a lesson.
I'm learning how to drive.
Right.
Anyways, hit us with some more stuff. That was a great story that we really diverted on.
Right.
And, but it has my full support.
All right. This is kind of a longer email, but we have an email from Micah Robbins.
Hi, Micah Robbins.
Hi, Micah.
All right, here we go. Dustin and Steven. I'm the middle child of three boys. Growing up, I shared a room with my younger brother, and we had bunk beds. It was Christmas Eve, and we went to bed anticipating the following morning's festivities. I'm a deep sleeper. All right, quit bragging. So deep, in fact, that at some point during the night, I rolled out of the bunk and crashed to the floor without waking up. The loud thud did wake up my parents, though, and upon finding me on the ground, scooped me up and put me back in bed. Sometime later, I woke up and jumped and went to my parents' room, complaining that my arm hurt. At this point, they noticed the lump in my collarbone and knew then it was broken. This is classic parenting. Yeah, right. Sleep it off.
Right.
After waiting for my grandparents to arrive, they took me to the ER. X-rays were taken to see the extent of the damage. When the doctor came in to review the X-rays with us and go over a treatment plan, he asked my parents something that made them feel like the worst parents in the world. He asked them, since he couldn't find a record of it, when did I break my collarbone the first time?
Wow.
The X-rays showed quite clearly what's that word? Calcification.
Calcification,
of amended bone, not far from the new break. What a fun way to spend Christmas Eve. Thanks for the amazing podcast, Dustin and Steven. I only started listening like a month ago, but have already listened to every episode. That's awesome. My wife was also a fan and saw you three times in 2019. And at the third show in San Fran, you told us to wait a few years before seeing you again so you could have new jokes. thanks again. Micah, I did say that, but also come see me in Oakland.
He has all new jokes.
I'll have a lot of new ones. And at least they'll all be together. That is hysterical. That's like, that's classic kid and classic parent.
Right. Do you think like... That's kind of also scary because they're like, you're bringing him in. They're like, hey, this is the first time he's broken his collarbone. They're like, when was the first time? You're like, no, he hasn't. Then the doctor's always like, do I need to report this?
Oh, no, you said, when did he break his collarbone? I remember when I broke his collarbone. And, you know, and it's because his collarbone is located so closely to his mouth.
Right.
And it was yapping.
And when I'm drunk, I got pretty bad aim. And
listen,
sometimes you miss.
Listen. I don't hit my kids, and honestly, I would like to start getting more credit for it. I would. Just,
the thing is, you hit other people's kids, though.
I mean, not that they know about.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that,
you should get some credit.
I mean, who you been talking to? Bach is mouthy. Yeah,
dude, here's a real thing. He has what's called Mongolian spots. So it's like his...
It's racist.
It is very racist because it's not just...
That cannot be a term.
On
Mongolian
everything.
Mongolian spots.
On everything. Because the doctor who...
What it is there's spots where you can put together a plate of any different type of ingredients that you want,
up,
and then
yeah.
they sizzle it up. Whatever. Each Mongolian spot is different.
Right, right.
Based on what your preferences
right.
are.
But what it really
I like
is.
Pineapple on my spots.
Really?
Yeah. That's
disgusting.
Like
what it really is
that's oh I'm sorry that's not what
that's
it really
not what
is
it really is no what it really
I
is
was way off
is like it looks like it's on his butt and a little of his lower back. It's just it's like a birthmark, a big bluish black birthmark.
And does it have the little red chili because it's spicy to warn you? Because the Mongolians
right yeah
be.
We get it, it's Mongolian barbecue. We get what you're doing, Dustin. You're putting a hat on a hat right now. Like, we get what you're doing. But it really is. It looks like an old bruise.
But it's a conqueror of a bruised spot. It, what it does is it commits genocide on all
right.
the other spots.
It's the Genghis Khan of birthmarks.
I'm sorry.
It is a big, it looks like an old bruise. It's a giant birthmark, but it's on both his butt and his lower back. So if you didn't know it and you looked at his butt, you would think, oh my God, this kid's got like bruises all on his butt.
Oh yeah.
But it's just something a lot of like brown yeah. kids get. Like, I had
okay.
it when I was a little kid. But
you
they did. But see, the thing is, like...
And you're not Mongolian.
Well...
But he is.
Yeah, my 23andMe is out there. It's going to come back. Who knows? Who knows? Stony ravioli. I'm 100%.
More
Sicilian.
Sicilian is how you yeah. say it. Sicilian than you thought.
But I'm, like, always nervous, like, when we take him... If we ever take him to a daycare, that we got to, like, tell him, like, yo,
yeah.
like... But then does that yeah. seem more, does that make you seem more like
you don't
want to
lead with it. You're like, listen.
First things first.
You're going to think I hit him.
I know my general deal.
Yeah.
Makes it think like I'm
spanking this
newborn. I know,
and you're like stereotyping me as an Italian male.
Right. I'm first of all, am I wearing a white beater shirt for this interview?
Hey.
Sure I am.
I got hit. I turned out fine.
Hey. That's all I say for the whole time.
Hey. A lot of motion. okay. Well, I'm glad that you're okay, Micah, and
yeah,
I'll see
me
you
too.
In Oakland in May.
Yeah. Maybe. Here's one we got in today, I believe.
We got one today.
December 24th, actually on
Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
What are you doing Christmas? Christmas Eve. It's underrated New Year's Eve. I said underrated song.
I think that feels a little too jazzy for a Christmas song to
yeah.
me. It's like it's trying
too hard.
Technically,
it's a New Year's song, obviously, but.
Oh, really? I'm just wasting time. Here we go.
And do you want to pull up Angry Birds? I saw you have it.
No, it's not even Angry Birds. It's actually Angry Birds Dream something.
How do you have Angry
Birds? I do have Angry Birds.
Yeah, nope, that's just regular.
But this one, Dream Blast. Oh, it's so
yeah.
fun. That's such
a
great game.
How do you not have Pokemon?
I don't, because I don't have time to go outside. I work.
That's not true.
I work until 6:30 at night.
I've seen you drunkenly stumble on your streets. You might as well be out there catching a Charizard.
And then, excuse me, Mess, can I come in your house? I think there's a Charizard.
Charizard.
Yeah, I think there's a Charizard.
Charizard.
Am I coming in your house? So we have one from Jen from Oklahoma. And
Oklahoma.
She's a return backseater. I think she wrote in about a story about
okay.
You'll hear. This is
a
familiar
Jen.
Story.
Hit me, Jen.
So this is Jen.
Hit me with your best voicemail.
Hey guys, this is Jen from Oklahoma. I called earlier this year about my mom was the one who brought vinegar instead of water to the movie theater.
Right?
Yeah.
So she has a great track record to start with. But growing up, she always told us, like, we're never getting a trampoline. Don't even ask. Any birthday party we were invited to, if she found out that there was a trampoline there, hey, we're not going because she doesn't do trampolines. We're not breaking arms here. We're not doing it. So we grew up our whole lives, like, upset about it, sad, and then we accepted it. It's just never going to happen, okay? Then one Christmas rolls around. We're teenagers at this point, okay? We're thinking guitars, cars, just something else, okay? She sends us on a scavenger hunt throughout the house, and we went to almost every room through the scavenger hunt. She's put time into this. We end up outside around the side of our house, and there's a trampoline fully set up. And we're, like, mind blown. Like, this is an impossible. This is a unicorn sitting in our yard right now. What? Are you kidding me? So me and my brother jump up there. We're like, oh, my gosh, we have a trampoline. And she says, oh, you just broke the rules. Only one at a time. Get down. You're grounded. Merry Christmas to us. worst Christmas ever.
That's a very classic thing when you first get a trampoline.
Right.
Was the one at the time. Did you have a trampoline growing up?
No.
I did.
Almost.
And when you first got one, they were like, hey, one at a time.
Right.
You know what sucks? Being on a trampoline by yourself.
While people are watching you.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I'm having a good time. What are you doing?
Hey, can you do a back bounce? Right. You got a knee spin type thing?
You
got
to do the break the egg.
Yeah, crack the egg.
Crack the egg.
Crack the egg. Classic.
Right.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's like, that's, I bet, Jen, I would like to hear your thought, maybe a follow-up call. When did mom lighten up on that? You got to, Melissa, can you come out here real quick? Okay, so
cardigan.
How old were you guys when you guys got a trampoline? Here, hop on mic here. How old were you when you guys got a trampoline?
I think fifth grade.
How old is that? That's 10?
That's 10.
Yeah.
10 or 11.
Okay.
Did you guys have a rule when you first got it that you could only jump one at a time?
That was printed on the trampoline.
That's how they used to do the safety.
Right.
It used to be like a very strong rule. Now, did your parents ever enforce it, though?
No.
They didn't. Okay. We did that for a while, and like my mom like tried to enforce it, and then A, it wasn't fun, and B, my mom had no authority over us. Okay. So you guys went double. Right. You guys were jumping right away, the whole family on it.
Absolutely, yes.
All four of the
You guys
kids?
Had a family reunion on that thing.
Yeah. Well, Jen, thanks for sharing on that. I hope that you get a trampoline and let your kids jump on it more than one at a time. What do we got? One or two more, maybe? This isn't a voicemail responder. This is just a nice little note that we got from Amy. She said, Dustin.
Okay.
And Steven too.
All right, relax.
Thank you so much for your podcast. I'm a PNWer, Pacific Northern, who commutes from Edgewood, which is basically Puyallup. Don't act like I don't know where Edgewood is, all right?
Yeah,
Amy?
We all know it.
But you probably know that. Oh, you did. Sorry. Seattle to work, and you make my commute much more entertaining. Well, shout out to Wild Waves along the way there. As the mom of a 6-year-old little dude and the foster mom of a 49-year-old bigger dude, most people call my husband.
Hello.
Wow. Foster mom.
Shots fired.
Yikes. I can't help but literally laugh out loud with your advice on parenting. Thanks for keeping it real. Which reminds me, first off, two things. Thank you, Amy. I hope to see you at Tacoma Comedy Club in May.
Yeah.
Backseaters, now that we are done with the holiday voicemails, please keep back. Please keep sending us the things you want us to give you some parenting advice
yeah.
on. We need those now. We need to repopulate the emails with some sweet, sweet voicemails and such of you guys asking for some parenting advice. So keep those coming. And Amy, thank you so much for the email and for being a backseater. And now, with that said, I believe we have one more.
This is, and you know what? This one, I wanted to play this earlier, and it got kind of lost in the shuffle. This is, I forgot. I don't know what your name is. I didn't write it down.
Lost in the shuffle.
It gets lost in the shuffy. But you, this is like one of our first ones we got. For these things. It's a good one.
I can't wait to hear it.
This is a good one. So
let's go.
Let's play it. You've been waiting this entire time.
I'm so anxious.
Hey, what's up, Dustin and Steven? I got a Christmas tale I want to share with you. I'm not going to use my real name because my sister's going to be mad that I shared this. But in fact, I'm not going to use her real name. So to protect her name, we'll just call her Shmamanda.
First off, does Shamanda not recognize your voice? I like that she listens to this, but I like that you're like, right. Well, Shamanda, like we're going to do witness protection voice over this. I can't do the voice. You can.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Here we go.
So anyway, my sister Shamanda, she was the first person to move away from the rest of the family, and she loves buying Christmas presents, which is really nice of her. She's very sweet. But she can't just send us Christmas presents.
Right.
She has to insist on watching us open them. So, like, even if we're in Pennsylvania, she's in Chicago, we got to make a special appointment so we could FaceTime her, do a video chat, so she can watch us open every present.
Right.
And we're all in our 30s and 40s, so this seems kind of silly. Mm-hmm. And now our kids, she buys presents for our kids. And they're so young, they're at that age where the only word they can read is their own name. So they can't even read anything. And they get all excited because they find a present under the tree that has their name on it. And we got to be like, oh, sorry, guys, you can't open that one. That one's from Aunt Shmamanda. So we have to wait until she FaceTimes us. So we go through all this song and dance to wait until Aunt Shmamanda is ready to FaceTime us. We finally go through. We do the video chat with Aunt Shmamanda. She gets to watch us opening all the presents that she mailed to us. And so she's all happy. And we're like, okay, Shmamanda, now why don't you open the presents that we mailed to you? And she goes, oh, we just opened those already without you. So that was our great Christmas fail. She made us wait all day long to open the presents that she needed to watch us open them on FaceTime. And meanwhile, they opened our presents without even waiting for us. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Love being in the back seat. Have a great day. Right. Goodbye.
This is classic Shmamanda behavior.
First of all, this is why Shmamanda lives in Chicago, because she does boss moves. She moved to Chicago to be a boss. And you guys are just back there in whatever, Pennsylvania.
This sounds like you need to start standing up for yourself.
Yeah, dude. Go to Chicago.
Yeah. Well, Shmamanda leaves the family.
Yeah.
She's bossing you around. She's telling you when your kids can and can't open Christmas presents.
I really hope that they really say it like that. Like, oh, I'm sorry, you can't open this one because it's from Aunt
Shmamanda.
I'm saying Amanda. I'm not saying Shmamanda. This is from,
you think that's the real name?
Yeah. This is from Aunt Amanda, and she doesn't want you to open it. Yeah. Like, say really, like, so that the kids start really, really resenting
her. They just are like, yeah, it's not a coincidence that her initials are AA. Huh?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like a lot of shade.
Right.
Out, yeah.
Yeah. She's in the windy.
Heart as cold as a Chicago winter day.
Right. The Chicago bulls.
Why?
I'm going to take it out.
No, keep it in. And now we can move on why you just created your own.
I just want to give myself something to do.
More like the Chicago Black Hearts.
Yeah, more like the Chicago Cubs.
Like Chicago White Sox.
Oh, man.
Yeah, come on,
that
bro.
Was right there.
I'm way better at this than you.
The Chicago.
Come on, Tony.
Bared my soul to you when you were 14, and guess what? You moved to Chicago without me. And
yeah,
I have to live with dad, and dad has a drinking problem.
We got a Chicago bear with her. That's much easier. Why did you? You went down a.
It's like 11 o'clock at night, you guys. I'm sick as a dog.
You are so sick.
I'm dying.
Well, I understand, and I'm not thrilled I'm not thrilled that you licked my mic during mic check.
Well, real quick about that. Do you when you are with your when you get presents from your sister, do you FaceTime or do you just like open and give
them
like
a? Me and my sister don't send gifts.
To the kids?
No.
Really?
No.
At all?
No. I think of it as at this point with all of my success, like. I'm just kind of a gift to the family.
Your presence is a present. Your
That's
presence is a present. Yeah.
Like just that they get to talk about me being in the family is a pretty.
You just send them a Christmas card with their name on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, you show this to your friends.
Yeah.
They'll get it.
Exactly. I don't even put their names on it.
Dustin who?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, they'd be like, oh, which of Kevin Hart's projects are you working on right now, Dustin?
Right. No, the same one. It's just,
just happened to show up.
It's just the clip twice.
Yeah.
Because I signed a waiver.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, of the things that you and I both auditioned for, I got that, and you got a $75 commercial
for face cream. Right. And you know what the worst part is? They didn't even give me a bottle of the face cream when I left.
You didn't get the face cream?
No, I could have got a bottle of the face cream.
Yeah, and I got a bottle of Kevin Hart.
And guess what? I need it.
You need it right now, Tony. thank you guys so much for being backseaters and talking about our podcast and leaving us reviews and all those kind of things.
That's been a great year, man.
And Stephen, Tony, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, buddy.
I appreciate you being a part of this podcast.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm going to miss you when you're gone.
Well, don't worry. This guy from Cincinnati is just waiting in the wings to take my job.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Please send me a demo tape, buddy, of some of your comedy and such.
Brother.
All right. We appreciate you guys. Happy New Year.
See you guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody.